Currently, in Montreal, there are over 100 Palestinian refugees who are facing deportation in the coming days, weeks, and months. Most of the refugees are from the camps of southern Lebanon and occupied Palestine. They have claimed refugee status in Canada over the last couple of years, and systematically, their claims are being rejected by Immigration Canada post 9/11. The Palestinian refugees facing deportation have been self-organizing with their allies the past several months to build a campaign to stop the deportations. The campaign to stop the deportation of Palestinian refugees has been launched on the ground in Montreal and is building public support for the Palestinian refugees and their fight against Immigration Canada. The refugees have set two demands: an immediate stop to all deportations of Palestinian refugees and the acceptance of Palestinian refugee claims, granting them the title of landed status in Canada. I spoke with Rabia Masri of the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees here in Montreal.
The situation for the Palestinian refugees in Lebanon is extremely difficult right now. Yesterday I was reading an article by the Daily Star, a Lebanese news outlet, that was saying that the Palestinian refugees in Lebanon's conditions are the worst of all Palestinians living in refugee camps in the Middle East. They're even worse than the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip right now during the Intifada itself. So a lot of these Palestinian refugees have tried to escape from the camps in Lebanon. All of their basic rights, all of their basic human rights are simply not respected. They do not have the right to own property. They do not have the right to work in over 78 professions. They do not have any civic rights, basically. And at the same time, the political situation inside the camps and throughout Lebanon is very intense right now. And a lot of the lives of these refugees are directly affected by it. And some of them are in serious danger. So right now we're facing this problem here in Canada, where a lot of these refugees have come and are currently facing deportations. So they basically self-organized, and some concerned individuals from different organizations, such as No One Is Illegal, Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights, and other organizations, are supporting the Palestinian refugees in their campaign. And as of this public assembly that will happen next week, we hope a lot of actions will come as a follow-up to this public assembly. And we're looking for the support of a lot of individuals and organizations here in Montreal and across Canada.
Can you give some kind of historical background as to Palestinian refugees in southern Lebanon?
Well, in 1948, the Palestinian refugees were expelled from Palestine. Over 800,000 Palestinian refugees were expelled by Zionist militias, and they moved throughout the Arab world into refugee camps in Lebanon, in Jordan, in Syria, and some in Egypt at the time. And since then, 55 years now, they've been living in very harsh conditions in these refugee camps. So these are people who were born refugees, and as of this day are still refugees. Their grandparents are refugees, their parents were refugees, and they themselves are still refugees. They have been fighting for their right to return to Palestine, which the Israeli government has refused to recognize, and which they continue to fight for. However, given the conditions on the ground, the extremely difficult conditions, a lot of the refugees had to leave the neighboring countries, including Lebanon, and the refugee camps there.
Can you speak about some of the current situations in the occupied territories? Some of the refugees are also coming from the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Right now, you know, we're watching the news, we're hearing the news, we're hearing about, you know, a peace plan or a roadmap that's being put forward. But these refugees are facing deportation back to a situation on the ground in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, which in many reports remains unstable.
Well, yes, there is talk right now of a roadmap, but the reality on the ground is very far from any possible peace right now. Basically, these Palestinian refugees are fleeing the daily killings by the Israeli army. They're fleeing the extrajudicial killings, the trials without evidence, the house demolitions, the closures, the harassments on checkpoints, harassment by Israeli soldiers. There's over 10,000 Palestinians right now who are imprisoned in concentration camps. Some are being tortured. Others are present in these camps, which are basically prisons, without having been interrogated or without any evidence being presented against them. So they are fleeing this difficult situation in the Palestinian territories and have come to Canada, you know, for safety and for protection.
Now, as mentioned before, there's up to 100 Palestinian refugees who are facing potential deportation back to Lebanon or West Bank and the Gaza Strip. For many people, Palestinians, especially those displaced in 1948 or 1967, could possibly define the definition of a refugee. So why do you feel that there is this systematic rejection of Palestinian refugee claims by Citizenship and Immigration Canada today?
Well, as you mentioned, yes, the Palestinian refugees, a lot of them have been stateless all their lives, and they've been born refugees and still are refugees today. Even Palestinian refugees that come to Canada and actually get papers on their landed immigrant papers, next to nationality, it's indicated stateless, not Palestinian. And given that they're stateless refugees all their lives, puts them in great danger in whatever country they end up in. They are generally oppressed because of that status, because no rights are given to them. And it is unfortunate but true, the same thing is happening to them in Canada. They came here looking for some kind of recognition of a status. They came here looking for protection and for safety and to be able to build a future for themselves. And they're currently being rejected by Immigration Canada. A lot of them are facing deportation. You know, this seems to fall within the lines of North American politics right now in terms of immigration. First, there's the first level of discrimination, which is make sure bring in the wealthy and kick out the poor. So this is the difference between the treatment of immigrants and the treatment of refugees in general. And in more particular right now, given the kind of the atmosphere that exists in North America with regards to the conflict in the Middle East, there's this attempt of making sure that Arabs and Muslims are also directly affected by this. We always hear about Fortress America. There's a lot of fear created within the society here against Arabs and Muslims, and this is greatly affecting the immigration process and the refugees. In the States, we just heard there's over 13,000 people that are going to be deported, and the great majority of them are Arabs and Muslims. So we're seeing similar treatments here in Canada. Now, Immigration Canada and the Immigration and Refugee Board pretend that they study the cases of the refugees case by case, and that they don't have any biases. But in reality, the judges that oversee the lives of these individuals have biases themselves, they have prejudices, and they are as much affected by the media here. They're affected by the government's policies, by the laws that are being passed. So this whole fear that's created within the society also affects the judges in their decisions. And some of these judges basically... in the case of the Palestinians, there's 2-3 judges that refused almost all of them. So the hands of the people's lives are put in the hands of 1 or 2 individuals who definitely have biases, and basically they're deciding the fate of these Palestinian refugees and keeping them stateless and deporting them back to harsh conditions in the camps. They're extremely ignorant of the realities on the ground, but beyond being ignorant, there's definitely some of them who are extremely biased. And some did not hide the fact that they have taken a political position with regards to the Palestinian refugees coming from Palestine and standing with the Israeli government, pretending that they're assuming in their judgment that these Palestinian refugees, that basically Israel does not attack civilians in Palestine right now, that they only attack people who are political activists and militants. And this is far from the reality on the ground, and it's far from what has been reported by many mainstream human rights organizations, international ones. So this is just a few examples of the biases that exist within Immigration Canada and the Immigration Refugee Board.
There's this phrase that has come up. We're many people, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, took to the streets to oppose the war abroad, the American and British-led attacks on Iraq, on Afghanistan. As you mentioned, there is also an unprecedented attack, it seems, on the rights of immigrants and refugees, the human rights of you know, Palestinian refugees, refugees coming from Arab or Muslim countries. Maybe what is your perceptions on the parallels between the war abroad and the war at home?
Well, obviously, the Canadian government is involved in a lot of the politics that are currently affecting the Middle East, and they are directly involved in that. And in direct relation to what's happening in the Middle East, a lot of refugees are fleeing those countries and are coming to the same countries that you know, are attacking them. A lot of refugees came to the U.S. The U.S. is currently bombing Iraq, and that is obviously creating refugees. The United States, including Canada, have greatly supported Israel throughout history, and currently, due to Israeli politics, there's a lot of refugees that had to flee from those areas and now are coming back to Canada. So it is very important for the people here, the hundreds of thousands that you talk about that went out to demonstrate against these wars, to realize that the refugees facing deportations here are a direct result of those policies and those wars. So if they're standing up against these policies, they might as well stand against policies regarding immigration and refugees that are forcing people who are facing who were living under the bombs of our government, of the governments that we've supported, and, you know, standing up against those policies, making sure that these refugees find protection here in Canada and are not deported back.
Now, as you mentioned before, there is a public campaign that is being launched to support these Palestinian refugees. Can you speak about some of the goals and objectives of this campaign? What do you hope to see to happen in the coming months regarding the situation of these Palestinian refugees here in Montreal?
Well, we currently have two demands for Immigration Canada, which are to stop immediately all the deportation of Palestinian refugees and to accept the refugee claims of these Palestinians, giving them landed status here in Canada. So these are our objectives, and we're not going to compromise on these objectives whatsoever. Every single refugee, Palestinian refugees, is entitled to stay here, and Canada is obliged to accept them and protect them under international law, if you'd like to mention international law, but also according to any ethics that we might believe in. More than that, I mean, we're looking right now to gain a lot of support from a lot of organizations. We will be sending a letter to the minister's office supported by a lot of organizations. So any organizations out there that are willing to support the Palestinian refugees can contact us. And we're looking for also to create a lot of you know, awareness within the society about what's happening to Palestinian refugees, but to refugees in general, and to have people become more aware of these issues and stand up to put an end to these policies.
Just one more question. You're in constant contact with a lot of these refugees who are facing deportation. Can you maybe describe kind of the mood or the state that these people are living in right now? You know, how on a human level are these people feeling, facing potential deportation, having to fight against Immigration Canada in this fashion?
Well, I'm going to quote a friend of mine who said the other day, my name is Palestinian refugee and my middle name is stateless. So you could say in a way this is how they feel right now, is that refugee is a name that has always been attached to them. Being stateless is the same thing. And wherever you go, if you're treated as a refugee, most likely you'll have less right. You'll be treated as a, you know, inferior human being if you have less rights. And on the political level, this is how they kind of feel right now, as people who are stateless and refugees and will always be so. Now, in day-to-day life, obviously, given that they are refugees here in Canada, makes it much more difficult for them. In order to find work, for example, they get a 900 social insurance number, which identifies them as refugees. And obviously, it makes it much harder for them to find employment because a lot of people have biases in terms of hiring refugees. Their financial situation is generally very difficult. until now they have not gotten the support from their own community that they should have gotten. So they kind of feel alone in this until they started organizing. So it's definitely better in that sense. But they just feel that there was an injustice in the procedure here in Canada that was extremely random, that their fate was decided by a few individuals and might ruin the rest of their lives. So obviously, I mean, some of them are hopeful because we're organizing now, but they're also basically saying, where do you want us to go? We can't go back to Palestine. We can't go back to the refugee camps. Where should we go? Go live in the moon? So this is kind of the case for the Palestinians. There's a lot of pessimism in some of them, but now, hopefully, you know, with this campaign starting, a lot of them are much more hopeful right now.
You have been listening to an interview with Rabia Masri of the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees. Currently in Montreal, a public campaign has been launched to fight against the deportation of over 100 Palestinian refugees. To get more information about the campaign to stop the deportations, email refugees@riseup.net or call 514-519-3171. This interview was produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stefan Christophe.